We're all very familiar with this gospel passage, and if we're honest with ourselves before the Lord, we probably could say that we have been each of those types of soils at different parts of our lives. God is always throwing out opportunities for us to grow in faith and charity and wisdom and understanding and virtue and all those wonderful things that make up the Catholic Christian disciple. He's given us those opportunities constantly, throwing them out to us. But maybe sometimes the soil of our lives have been hard, and we just didn't want to receive it and rejected it. Other times it's been great, but then as soon as something comes to challenge us in our faith, we walk away. Or sometimes when the thorns of life kind of choke us away and we say, well, you know, later on I'll get to my faith once I get out of school or when I'm more settled in my job or when I'm established in life or once I retire. We keep pushing it off and pushing it off. And then sometimes the soil of our lives have been receptive and we've been able to receive those graces from God and grow into virtues and holiness and charity and reach out to those around us, and that life is bringing forth great fruit. What I find interesting is when Jesus and Isaiah both are saying that those people who have eyes but do not see and ears that do not hear, is that God is always at work. We may not always experience it like we think or acknowledge it or see it around us, but God is always at work. God is always present in our lives. Sometimes we just don't see it, and sometimes we don't want to see it, because if I see it or I hear it, it means I have to start changing some things in my life, perhaps. And I'm happy where I am. It's fine. It's okay. Or we may want to bury our heads in the sand with things. God is working today. And he's in the midst of all the things of our life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And right now, he's with us right now in the present situation we find ourselves in our country, in the church, and in the world. And what are we going to do? How is the soil of our lives going to respond to what's happening around us right now? Because we can still grow in grace and virtue and charity and kindness. We can all do those things. And we can turn to the Lord in prayer. And maybe that's what we need to do most right now in our country and in the world and the church is, Lord, we've messed things up again, and we need your help again. Come to our aid. And to change our ways and to listen to the voice of God moving in our hearts and our lives and to respond to that. Because God wants to be a part of our lives. He wants us to be a part of his life and to give us those opportunities to grow in faith and wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and everything else he gives us is right there. And through the scriptures, the sacraments, God is nurturing our soil of our lives so that we can be receptive to these seeds, so that we can bring forth a great harvest. This is for us today. It might be easy just to go along with the crowd, to go along with whatever's going on, or just ignore everything and just, I'm just going to keep my head down and just keep moving forward. But God wants us, he wants to use us today. He's calling us to be saints, and we need saints in our life in the world today. He's at work even if we don't always notice it or acknowledge it. The good soil that was open and receptive to receive the seeds. And may the seeds God is planting in our lives right now be open to be received and to bring forth great fruit for the world, our church, our country, our families, everything. Let our seeds of faith grow to be seen by others. And Sophie, I think probably today is a great, I know it's a great day in your life and a great day in your family's life. It's probably not the day you were thinking that you could receive Holy Communion with your classmates. And I'm sorry about that. I wish you had that opportunity. But you know, all the way through your short amount of life, God has been planting seeds in you and preparing the soil of your soul to receive him today. Today is a great day because with Christ by our side, when we bring Christ into our lives, it makes a difference to us. It can make a difference to others. And today you join your family and all the parishioners here at the table of the Lord to be nurtured and nourished so that you can go forth and bring great fruit for those around you in your life. I remember my first Holy Communion day very well. It was April 30th, 1972, centuries ago. But I remember every song we sang that day and every day since then, having been able to receive our Lord in Holy Eucharist, has been a good day. And I hope it's a good day for you. And I hope that the seeds God's planting in your heart today will continue to grow and flourish, that you grow to be a great saint for all of us to see, and that we can rejoice with you around the table of the Lord.